Hi everybody, my name is Clemenza Mejias Grob. I'm from Hermes College in Nashville, the music capital city. Please excuse my accent, my fake accent. Please bear with me, I will try my best. Alright, so our research name is Demographic and Geographic Variations in Breast Cancer Mortality Among U.S. Hispanics. I have no relationships to disclose. While lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death among non-Hispanic whites, breast cancer leads for Hispanic women in the U.S. Also, Hispanic women have a 20% greater risk of dying from the disease once the diagnosis is made compared to their non-Hispanic counterparts. In part, later stage diagnosis may reflect a more aggressive disease, for example, hormone receptor negative tumors or those tumors that are diagnosed younger ages. However, in addition to biologic and genetic factors, researchers have also suggested that this paradox may reflect social, cultural, and structural factors, which themselves can manifest in variations of occurrence by place. And moreover, while much is known about cultural contributions to breast cancer mortality and morbidity in the breast cancer in Hispanics, much less is known. The literature is very sparse about variations affecting Hispanic populations. For example, Hispanic Asian Pacific Islanders or Hispanic American Indians. In this instance, our research adds to the literature of geographic and ethnic variations of breast cancer mortality among U.S. Hispanics. Our objective was to describe demographic and geographic variations in Hispanic mortalities from malignant neoplasm of the breast among U.S. women. We grouped them in between 35 and 64, in an older group, 65 and 85 and plus. Since 1999, the National Center for Health Statistics has supported the validity of Hispanic ethnic classifications in death certificate. We use it adjusted to the year 2000 mortality rates, and 95% confidence intervals were obtained from the CDC WONDER, which is a public available database. We use ICD-10 code C50 for malignant neoplasm of the breast. We include data from all the states in which standard of confidentiality were met. This means that at least 10 deaths were reported. Since we include an 11-year period of observation, we determined that low frequencies in the numerator, for example, between 10 to 19 deaths, were valid reflection of lower rates and no evidence of instability. Also, lack of overlap in 95% confidence intervals was used as an indicator of a statistically significant difference between rates. All analysis were performed using SAS, SAS version 9.23. All the assumptions for ordinary least square regressions were met, and the models included dependent variable of age-adjusted mortality rates for both groups, and the independent variables include percentage of Hispanic, 25 years and older, with annual income below poverty, with educational attainment less than high school, and percentage of Hispanic renting. So the results Table 1, Hispanic and non-Hispanic age-adjusted female breast cancer mortality by race. This includes both groups overall from 1999 to 2009. The table shows that with exception for the Asian Pacific Islander, with the exception of Asian Pacific Islander, all the mortality rates among Hispanic was much lower than the non-Hispanic counterparts. However, as we can see it, it was no difference between the Hispanic Asian Pacific Islander and non-Hispanic in the same group. Hispanic race was most protected for the Alaska American Indian and Alaska Native, 0.16, and also for African American, very interestingly, 0.21, and least protected for, as I mentioned before, Asian Pacific Islander and for whites, which was 0.65. Table 2 shows the breast cancer mortality by race and age. It also makes difference between both groups. It shows that the results were similar in both groups, but Hispanics and the a younger group, Asian Pacific Islander, was significantly lower, which did not show in the older group where it was higher. Also, interestingly, in contrast to non-Hispanic blacks whose mortality rates were higher than non-Hispanic whites, Hispanic African Americans in both age groups show much lower mortality rates compared to their Hispanic and non-Hispanic whites. We can see that, for example, in the younger group, Hispanic African Americans have a 7.9 mortality rate compared to their whites Hispanic in the same age group of 19.7. We can see the same thing for the older group, 29.9 versus 64.3, which was a significant difference. Well, in our analysis, we include U.S. Census definitions for census regions. This table shows the Hispanic and non-Hispanic age-adjusted breast cancer mortality for the 35 and 64 years old by race and census region. The table also provides an indications where Hispanics or different ethnicities reside. There were sufficient data for African American and whites in all census regions. However, the South and the West was the only one who included Asian Pacific Islander, and in the West also included American Indian and Alaska Native. The table showed that there was no statistically significant difference between the Northeast, the Midwest, and the Northeast, the South, and the West. However, the Midwest had a lower mortality rate than all three others. We look at why this can be. Census data show that the Midwest has the lower percentage of Hispanic population and also the youngest population compared to non-Hispanic population in that same area. So that could be something to look. In this age group, the most strongly protective effect of Hispanic ethnicity was found in the Hispanic African Americans in the West. We can see here 0.08, specifically for California, which show Hispanic black mortality rate of compared to non-Hispanic black of 0.09. Table 4 shows the same information of census region in the older group, 65 to 85 and above. In this group, there was a near uniform preservation of protected effect associated with the Hispanic ethnicity within each state. We can see that it goes from 0.19 all the way to 0.65. However, the only group that did not show this protected effect was the Asian Pacific Islander in the West. We found that specifically for what is bringing this number higher is specifically Hawaii, which show almost four times higher mortality rate among Hispanic Asian Pacific Islander compared to non-Hispanic Asian Pacific Islander. We look into this, and there's really not a lot has been reported in the literature about Hispanic Asian Pacific Islander. However, there was a publication in 2007 by Lavender who said that these higher rates among higher breast cancer mortality rates among Hispanics could be related to socioeconomic factors, which leads to less mammograph screening in this population. But further research needs to be done. So there was considerable variation in Hispanic mortality between the U.S. States. Figure 1 shows a scattergram for Hispanic breast cancer mortality in the group 35 to 64 years by according to state and percentage of Hispanic population. The state abbreviations showed each of the data points. We can see here that the uppermost point for breast cancer mortality and percentage of Hispanic population was New Mexico. And the data show that 45% of this variation can, in breast cancer mortality can be explained by percent of Hispanic population in this age group. The other point, so New Mexico is followed by other states that are known to have a high percentage of Hispanic population, such as Texas, California, Florida, and Arizona. Figure 2, it shows the same information for the older group, 65 and 85 and above. It shows a similar information. However, it is also interesting to know the cluster of states on top, like Missouri, Minnesota, Wyoming, Nebraska, Kentucky, and Michigan, which represent a departure from the overall trend. By having both lower percentage of Hispanic population but higher rates of mortality breast cancer. Interestingly also, this variation can be explained only by 22%, which is much considerably lower than for the younger group. So we also need to do further analysis to find more information. And again, the uppermost point was for New Mexico. So while typically rates dependent variable we need require both or negative binomial regression, the diagnostic statistics showed that all the assumptions were met for ordinary least squared regression. And our modules, as I mentioned before, included percentage of Hispanic living in poverty, percentage of Hispanic with less than high school education, and percentage of renters in 106 U.S. counties, which met the standards of confidentiality. We can see the amount of the younger Hispanic women, the percentage of Hispanics living in poverty increases the mortality. We have a p-value of 0.001. However, this relationship was not significant for the older groups, 65 and 84 and above, was only 0.10%. And moreover, the percentage of Hispanic population with attaining less than high school education proved to be protective. The result was more significant for the older group, but it was less significant for the younger. However, it was significant for both. Interestingly, the percentage of renters show a protective effect in the younger group. This could be just artifact. There is no or something that a variable that needs to be explored further. All right, here by urbanization, it shows that it was protective for those, less risk for those in the younger group living in large metropolitan areas, but however, it was higher for those living in the non-core. However, the p-value was marginally significant. And for those living, for 65 and above living in large metropolitan area was significantly protected. Strength mortality has been validated for breast cancer and Hispanic ethnic classifications in the certificates, and also the use of state level data allows to detect patterns or geographical variations. Limitations, social and structural factors are suitable for hypothesis generation, but no hypothesis testing. And small numbers might have led to a small power for detection of variations within Hispanic populations. Here are the conclusions, and the data show that significant geographic and racial variations among Hispanic population, which needs further explanation, and we need additional epidemiologic studies. However, in summary, the consideration to all these factors will contribute to our public health planning efforts. These are our notes. I'm sorry. Okay.